After Paul Hall failed mathematics in high school, he had no plans to become a teacher, let alone a school principal. Who would have known that some 40 years later he would be receiving the Prime Minister's Medal of Appreciation for Service to Education? An Edwin Allen High School graduate, the Kingstonian was in love with electrical engineering, but without math, he was left pondering what direction his life would take.
I didn't pass math at the time, so I got all other subjects except math. And so my dad said to me one weekend when I was pondering what I was going to do, I just want to attend Michael University and do electrical there, because they were offering electrical as a technical subject. And so I thought that would have been a good idea. So I would do the electrical and then somehow find a way, you know, to get into to UTEC.
After completing his studies at Michael, Mr. Hall did his teaching practice at the Norman Manley High School and was subsequently offered a job there in 1989. He would spend 28 years at that institution. Driven by his strong love for technical education, Mr. Hall saw a need to expand the school's vocational program. So, in 2016, he started the country's first motorcycle assembly and repair course at Norman Manley High.
And then I said to myself, if I could get young men involved in assembling a motorcycle and learn how to assemble a motorcycle, also how to repair it, then of course they'll be able to earn while yes, they're learning a trade. And so I went about also seeking to find out where I could get certification for that. I then found out that Citian Gift offered a certification in motorcycle and repair. And so we started on the journey with about 10 young men from Norman Manley. And so the collaboration was there between Norman Manley High School and Superior Bible.
Mr. Hall was also instrumental in starting a breakfast program for students at Norman Manley High School.
And so I started a breakfast program there. So to engage those students who weren't a part of the past and missed it. As a matter of fact, I'm a major in the Jamaica Combined Cadet School. And so there was a captain. He was working at National Bakery at the time. And so we started a partnership. And so he would supply me with the bread. And then I would go to, you know, shops in the area. And they would supply me like eggs and the milk and, you know, those other things and so forth. So, you know, we could put together a proper breakfast for our students.
Mr. Hall became principal at Tarrant High School in 2017. Since then, he has already set about introducing a program similar to the motorcycle assembly repair course at his school. It is expected to feature a safety segment where emphasis will be placed on the correct way to drive a motorcycle and other required safety measures. Guidance counselor at the Tarrant High School, Mr. Stephen Simpson, who has known Mr. Hall for about 15 years, credits him with the idea to stage a health fair at the school in 2015 to benefit residents in the surrounding communities. Since then, the health fair has been a yearly event on the school's calendar.
He and I partnered together in getting the health fair done. He was hands-on in involvement as we tried to get sponsorship and getting persons on board, instrumental in making contact with persons. Mm. So he's a community person, hands-on person. Even though he will do the administrative work, he, as I mentioned, he likes to be on the ground, see what's happening, and gets involved into what's happening in the school community and the community on a whole.
Mr. Hall says he found out about being awarded with the Prime Minister's Medal of Appreciation after getting a call from the Office of the Prime Minister, adding that he felt overjoyed at having been selected for the award. However, there is one feeling that tops this one.
Whenever your children, at the end of the day, achieve what is it that you set out for them to achieve, certainly that would be the biggest award you could ever get, yeah? It should be second. My passion is really when the kids from the inner city, and I can get them think differently and for them to achieve.
Mr. Hall is among 40 of the nation's distinguished individuals being recognized by the Prime Minister this year for their outstanding contribution to the development of Jamaica in the field of education.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.